Looking into the pressure behind our grain markets, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. At the start of the week on Monday, we had a low day across our grains, and no doubt reacting to some of the news from the long weekend.
I think the main pressure was everyone was disappointed in Trump's speech last Thursday night in Iowa. Going into that evening, the trade talk was that he was going to announce major trade deals with China and was going to give us details on exactly how much they were going to buy from us. And I was even buying into that. It felt like, well, yeah, why would he be speaking in Iowa on July 3rd if it wasn't something good? But the speech was very positive, very rah-rah, but we got no details out of any sort of China deal or anything. So remember, we had rallied the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday of last week, assuming something positive was coming in a trade deal. And to get nothing, I think the biggest thing today was we were just taking all those premiums back that we had built in the market going into the weekend.
Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says we simply can't shake the weather story.
And plus the weather, it's always weather, right? But just non-threatening to the basically 22nd of July now. And for a lot of the corn crop, that'll be made by then. So the window is narrowing on the weather season this year, which shockingly, it seems like it's going to be 2 years in a row where we don't really have much of a weather scare, but time will tell. It's not totally done yet.
And as for the crop condition he's seeing so far?
Overall, crop is in good shape, but I got to admit, I do a crop tour every Monday morning, and when I talk to different brokers in each state, it doesn't sound nearly as impressive as what the trade makes it sound like. Over the weekend, I listened to a few different brokers talk about national corn yield of 185 to 190. Boy, but if you were on that crop tour with me, the majority of the states said they probably don't have trend line yield potential anymore because of the tough spring we had, either too hot, too wet, too cold, or all of the above for like my area. So you got different stories out there. But right now, remember, the funds are selling the board. They're short corn. And the story that works for them is the market talking about a 185 to 190 yield, which I think is way too high. But that's what works for their position, so it's easier for them to drive it even lower.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.